I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll be reading more details about the new expanded capacity for Petco Park starting with Friday's series against the Dodgers, as we mentioned earlier, going to be 33% now available seating at Petco Park, which does mean that every season ticket member will have a fixed seat if they want it for the series against the Dodgers. You won't have to sit in the park at the park in a chalk square.
Three different spots or whatever, yeah.
Awesome. Plus, there are also going to be select sections available at 67% capacity for fans who have been fully vaccinated.
Damn it.
Or have received a negative COVID-19 test result within 72 hours of the first game they attend on the homestand.
Paulie is so set, but here's the thing.
Now, you're not fully vaccinated yet until 2 weeks after your second dose.
Suck it, Paul.
Is when full vaccination is official.
I thought I was free!
Are you kidding me?
Paul's picking up masks on the street, just smothering his face in them.
If you want to get in, if you put down a new season ticket membership deposit, that's a way you can get tickets for this homestand. And after all those are said and done, there may be a few single game tickets left in various, you know, random parts around the park, and they will sell those as well. So opportunity to get more people into the Padres series this weekend against the Dodgers on the second homestand of the season. A couple of other notes here from the Padres on concessions. Remember, in the first homestand, it was all app-based. Now they are also going to allow for contactless in-person ordering at concession stands, so you can order food and beverage directly from your desired concession stand at this homestand. For those who just hate technology or could not figure out how to use the app, they will still, though, have the app for in-seat beverage delivery as well anywhere in the ballpark, and they're going to have concessions open on all levels of the ballpark, including the all-new Grand Ole Barbecue location, which is one of my personal favorites out there in Alpine.
You don't want it. It's terrible. Don't go get in line for it.
Oh, my God. Oh, line for that one, too.
It's going to be three.
Stay 6 feet apart.
You don't want it. It's really good. I can't even hate on them like that. It's really good.
Absolutely delicious. So those are some of the details announced this morning by the Padres. Orange tier updates for this upcoming series. You still have to be a California resident. Probably not a Los Angeles resident, though.
San Diego resident.
Can
you imagine?
Keep it with Padres fans this weekend, everybody.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's ditch the Dodgers this weekend, all right? Let's give the guys a real homecoming on Friday night. Let's get very loud. Let's get very unruly. And let's have some fun. Not unruly, like illegal, just loud, obnoxious a little bit.
I think we'll have some time for some phone calls in our final segment, 833-288-0973. If you want to dial us up right now, though, Woodsy's going to give us our daily Boomer Bulletin.
Thank you, Ben. It's getting worse. The boomers out there that love the way that, quote-unquote, real baseball is played with the pitchers hitting. It is just getting
worse. Keep pitchers on the mound where they belong.
Not in the box. Keep them on the mound.
If you weren't with us earlier, that was a minor flub.
Yeah, you say minor.
Turned into a major deal as usual.
It will be
mound.
It was your Australian way of saying
Blake
mound.
Blake Snell on the mound against Chad Poole.
What is a mound?
A mound.
Yesterday.
An Australian mound. It's a mound. Yes. Blake Snell on the mound against Chad Poole.
Yesterday, the National League hosted six games In those six games, 12 pitchers had it at bat. Those 12 pitchers combined to go 0-for-19 for an average. Should anyone need reminding, Ben, of 0-0-0?
Got that math.
Terrible. Terrible, terrible.
Now, you did praise Yu Darvish for being the count before striking out.
It was
on a 3-2 pitch.
Turned out to be an 0-for-1 with a K on that one, Ben. I was thinking about this, too. No other sport puts players in such a position to fail. Hockey doesn't test a goalie's skills handling the puck on a breakaway. Football doesn't insist that kickers play offense. But here we are looking at a big, fat goose egg on a Monday. So that lowers the already awful, abysmal pitcher stats for the season to 106 in 245 at-bats.
Which is quite a bit below the historic average for pitchers, and I'm not surprised. After all of them have gone at least a full season, and some of them quite a bit longer without ever batting, and not really keeping up with those skills, because I'm guessing most of them assumed I'm never batting again in my life. Because
I promise you, Yu Darvish,
I'm a big league pitcher, and there's going to be no more batting. So they just let those skills completely go to rot. No wonder they're hitting 106 right now.
Well, the skills that they barely had since high school anyway. You know, again, I mean, Blake Snell, everybody.
Blake Snell batting 500, by the way.
I know. Two at-bats, right?
Yeah.
So everybody saw, this is great. This is great, man. I'm going over to the NL. Pitchers don't have to hit anymore. This is fantastic. Well, of course, baseball steps on its own D better than anybody in the world, and they bring back the pitchers hitting, and now we have been treated once again to a 106 batting average, Ben, with one home run. Again, that's Shohei Ohtani in an AL game hitting for himself, 5 doubles, 12 RBI. Consider that a replacement level player, Ben, a player who costs the bare minimum, doesn't stick on a roster, maybe an injury replacement. He's readily available at all time. He hits around 200 with an OPS around 600 by most measures. That's a player that would not be the starting DH.
My question is, are you going to commit to this bit the entire season? Because I don't think they're changing at this point. It's not like they're going to switch rules midstream. I think the National League is going to have pitchers hitting at least through the end of 2021. Will we still be doing this on September 27th?
Yes.
Great.
Every day until it's back.
Yeah, every day until it's
back. You want to embarrass baseball.
100%. And I want to embarrass people that still think this is a good idea, because you should be embarrassed. Mm-hmm. It's embarrassing.
You convinced me last year.
This is embarrassing.
I'm now on team designated hitter.
106.
We will come back. More on yesterday's win for the Padres, looking ahead to today's game and taking your phone calls. Light them up. 833-288-0973. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.